presidential election 2025 on News Talk.
Roderick O'Gorman, TD, leader of the Green Party, and we'll go to you first. Roderick, you backed a winner.
Yeah, it's a fantastic day, a fantastic atmosphere in the council centre earlier on. We got a full tally in Dublin West, people coming together from all the parties that had backed Catherine, and also a lot of people who were involved in a political campaign for a first time. And I think that's probably the real magic of what Catherine has been able to do. She's been able to unite such a diverse coalition around her, both in terms of the 15,000 activists who were behind her campaign and now the hundreds of thousands of people who gave her their vote yesterday.
It might be arguable that the Green Party was at its most successful when it managed to appeal to people marginally on the left and people marginally on the right. Are you now aligning yourselves fundamentally as a left-wing party?
No, we'll continue to look to draw votes from across the political spectrum on the basis of our political views and the basis of our ideology and on the basis of our policies as well. But we felt it was important that we elect a president who would put the issues that are central to our party, climate, the environment, at the centre of what they did in the presidency. That's what Michael Dee did over the last 14 years. That was important to us. That's why we endorsed him in 2018, and that's why we endorsed Catherine Connolly.
Now, Catherine has had quite an emphatic victory. There's no question about that. But it is a victory of an electorate which produced a turnout of maybe 45% or less.
Turnout is really, really, really low, really disappointing. And look, we have to, you know, recognise the very significant number of spoiled votes that have taken place yesterday. I was looking through them as I tallied today, and I suppose I don't think they all represent the same thing. There's the typical protest vote there. There's the Bart Simpson and the Homer Simpson both got a vote in a box I was tallying. There was a significant number of votes for Maria Steen, and I think that represents a concern.
See, what interests me is that people, it is a bit of a pain to go out and vote. I mean, and yesterday wasn't the most clement day for many people voting, yet they took the trouble to go out and spoil a vote. So that's not something that happens. In some cases, it is by accident. They put 111 or XXX or whatever. But in this case, in most cases, it would appear they deliberately took the time to go to the polling station with their polling card and deliberately spoil the ballot, often with a political message.
Yeah, and I, as I say, for those who went out and wrote Maria Steen on their ballot paper, I think that's a clear indication of dissatisfaction with the nomination process. And I think a process that worked in 1936, 1937, I think it's fair that we look at it again. We did look at it a couple of years ago. We looked at the age thresholds, 35, and the voters were emphatic about not changing that. But I think now we do have to look about the nomination and process. But the final element, there was a very significant number of ballots with, you know, really aggressive kind of anti-state language, traitor, racist language. And I think it is important to say that while that was present, we have to recognise that the vision that Catherine Connolly represents is a vision that hundreds of thousands of people went out and voted for yesterday. And that's the winning vision coming from this election.
Roderick, thank you very much.
Presidential election 2025 on News Talk.